Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Yevamos Daf Yud Ches. We are holding 8 lines from the top of the Amud. We'll continue yesterday's sugya, the sugya of Zika, being bound to Yibam. Do we reckon with that? Would we consider that as though the Yavam has initiated his relationship with the Yavama? So Yavama is awaiting Yibam. Yavam hadn't really done anything. But should we already consider her like engaged to him, or perhaps even married? Rav Huna, the name of Rav, tells us, absolutely not. Ein Zika. We don't reckon with Zika element. So the Shemeris Yavam, the Yavama who's awaiting Yibam, who passes away, the Yavam can go ahead and marry her mother, her relative. She was never considered to be as though she was his wife. Whereas Rav Yehuda tells us, Yesh Zika. In this very case, Shemeres Yavam Shemesa, the Yavam may not marry her relative. We consider it as though the Yavama was already somewhat connected to him, at least engaged to him. Because in reality, Yavam isn't really a new initiation, isn't really a new relationship. It's just picking up from where the departed brother left off. He's sort of taking over his family. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yesh Zika, we reckon with Zika. Being bound, being obligated to mitzvah Yibam is considered as though that relationship has already been initiated, to the extent that even after she passes away, the Yavam, the surviving brother, may not even marry her relative, such as her mother. Says the Gemara, we're going to have a kash on this concept of Zika. Masav Rav Huna Bar Chia. Our Mishnah, Asaba Mama Rames. Reuben passed away. His wife Rachel was now the Yavama awaiting Yibam, a Shemeres Yavam to Shimon. So Reuben and Shimon saw each other around at the same time. They were Be'alamai. Shimon was the potential Yavam. He did Mamar, which is sort of a pseudo Yibam. It's not really a proper Yibam. It's sort of a Kedushin, which we consider like a Durabonon, a Kedushin Durabonon by Yavama. It was some sort of connection he did. Umeis. And then Shimon passes away, leaving behind Levi, the newly arrived brother, who never saw Reuben. Reuben and Levi were loyhaya by long. They never experienced each other, never saw each other. Now, Shimon had his own wife. He had Leah. So what happens to Leah? Vis-a-vis Levi. Levi, the newly arrived brother, may not be Miyabim Rachel, who was Shimon's, who was Reuven's wife, because Levi never saw Reuven. It's an erva. Now, if Shimon would have actually been Miyabim Rachel after Reuven's passing, then Rachel is off the table for Leah, and her tzara as well. She spills over to the tzara. So Leah, the other wife of Shimon, is also asa to Levi because it's a tzaras. But in this case, he never really was Miyabim Rachel. He only did Mamar. He made a sort of slight connection. Umeis, and then Shimon passes away. Shniach, I let this. Levi said, this mission tells us that Levi does Chalitza to Leah. No Yibam, because she's somewhat affected by this Mamar that her husband did to Rachel. But she's not completely affected, because Shimon didn't really do proper Yibam to Rachel. So perhaps she's not really affected by Rachel. She's just an ordinary Yavama who should go to Leah to Levi for Yibam. No, we do some sort of in-between compromise Chalitza with that Yibam. It shouldn't appear, perhaps, like you're doing Yibam on a Tzara's Erva. So since Mamers is a Durabonon type of connection, we treat it as such, and we do Chalitza with that Yibam. So that's the mission that we learned yesterday. Let's make a deal. Tama David ba Mamar. This concern only applies when Shimon did Mamar to Rachel, Reuven's former wife. So now Leah is somewhat affected by the erva that arrived on the scene. Ha lo yavad ba Mamar. If Shimon would not have done Mamar to Rachel, then Leah, who is Shimon's wife, is unaffected by Rachel. Shnei nami yivum mi yavmu. When Shimon passes away, Levi can do the yivum on Leah, Shimon's wife. Because Shimon and Levi saw each other. That's a proper Yibam. And Leah is unaffected by Rachel, who never entered her family. But if you hold of Zika, being bound to Yibam, creates that connection. Even if there's no Mamar between Shimon and Rachel, even if there's no Yibam, Zika itself is considered sufficient, a sufficient connection, a sufficient initiation of that relationship. In which case, we view it as though Rachel did arrive, did enter Shimon's family somewhat, and affected Leah as well. So to Levi, everybody's Aser. Rachel is certainly Aser, because she's a former wife of his brother Reuben, who he never saw. And since she was in the same family as Leah, how was she in the same family? Because of Zika. Zika brings her into the family. So Leah is now the Tzara of this Erva. So even without Mamre, we have that connection. Why did the Mishnah apply it only to a case of Mamre? This is a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda, who holds up Zika. Amar Rava, I'll answer the kasha. Hu adin afgav lo yavod ba Mamre. The same concept would apply even without Mamre. Zika is sufficient to make that connection. Even without Mamar, Shnia, Mechlatz, Chotza, Leah would only go through Chalitza without Yibum. Yibum will be Yabma, but Yibum wouldn't apply. Vadik Tani Mamar, why then does the Mishnah mention anything about Mamar? Lafukim Beis Shammai, we're going to undo Beis Shammai Shit. The Amri, Mamar, Koine Kinyan Gam. As opposed to Beis Shammai, you hold that Mamar is a proper Kinyan. In which case, if Shimon does Mamar to Rachel, Reuben's former wife, it's as though he really married her. We consider it a proper acquisition, and she really entered the family completely, in which case, to Levi, they would both be Aser. When Shimon passes away, not only is Rachel Aser to Levi, but even Leah, because she was together in the same household, because Mamar creates that proper bond. Kamashmon, the mission is coming to undo that and say, no. Even with Mamar, it's not really a complete connection. We don't treat it as though Rachel was really married to Shimon, in which case she affects Leah. It's some sort of slight connection. We do a compromise. Leah goes through Chalitza with Atib. So you know, Raya, one way or the other from our Mishnah, pertains to the question of Zika. Esvi Abaye comes Abaye, and he asks Kasha on Rava, basically asking on Rav Yehuda, on the concept of Zika. The Mishnah says like this: Shnei Achin Ba'ilam Echad. If you have two brothers, sounds like a surprise. You have two brothers, Ba'ilam Echad, who saw each other, right? Lived at the same time, Reuben and Shimon. V'meis Echad Men B'Levlad. Reuben passes away without children. V'amad Asheni Hazeh. His brother Shimon was about to do Mamar. V'amad Hasheini Azel Lasois Mamar B'Yivimte. He wanted to do Mamar on Rachel, Reuven's widow. He didn't get around to it. V'lehis Big Lasois B'Mamar. He didn't get a chance to do Mamar until Mazel Tov, a new brother on the scene. Achenel Le'achan. Suddenly Levi arrives. Levi is born. So Reuven and Shimon saw each other. Reuven was married to Rachel, Shimon to Leah. Shimon passes away. Reuben passes away, leaving behind Rachel. Shimon was going to do Mamar. He didn't get around to it. He passes away. He was about to do Mamar. Levi was born, and then Shimon passes away. So now we have Rachel, who was Reuben's former wife. And we have Leah, Shimon's wife. Now, pertaining to Levi, the newly arrived brother, Rachel is off limits because she was married to Reuben, who he never saw. Eishes Achiv Shloi Haya Beilame. What about Leah, who was Shimon's wife? L'chaira, there's no problem with Levi being Miyabim Leah, because Shimon and Levi saw each other. She's a proper Yavam. says the Braisa. So in this case, Harishoina, the first Isha, meaning Rachel, Yaitza Mishum Eshes Achiv Shloi Hayi Beilame. Right? She's exempt from Yibam because to Levi she's Eshes Achiv Shloi Hayi Beilame. Right? Ushnia, the other wife, meaning Leah, Shimon's wife, who Levi saw, right? They lived together, Shimon and Levi were around at the same time. She's a proper Yibam. Oichai Letzis. Oimisya Bemis. So then you do whatever you want. Chalitza or Yibam. That's the price. Here comes the kasha. Apparently, we do not reckon with this Zika factor. Vi amris yesh Zika. If you're going to apply Zika, you're running into a problem. Havi lo tzoras eshes ochev shelo yehoya boilama bezika. Leah to Levi is also off limits. Why? Because remember, when Reuben passed away, Shimon was about to do Yibam. He was the potential Yavam. There was Zika going on between him and Rachel. If Zika is considered like marriage, if Zika is considered like Arusa, so in effect, Rachel was absorbed into Shimon's family, somewhat. And she affects everybody in that household, including Leah. Leah is considered a tzara, fellow wife of this Rachel, who to Levi is an erva. So it's a kasha. How could you view the hold of Zika? The Braisa clearly indicates otherwise. Answers the Gemara, Hamani, Rabbi Meir. You're right. This Shaila, Yesh Zika, Ain Zika, is Machlok is Tanoim, as we mentioned yesterday. And Rabbi Yehuda Paskin, like the Tana, who holds Yesh Zika, this Braisa is following Rabbi Meir. Hamani, Rabbi Meir, Damar Ain Zika, he doesn't hold of Zika. Umi Svirle, the Rabbi Ain Zika, is that so? The Rabbi does not hold of Zika, but Tanah. We have a Kasha from another mission, where it would seem that we do hold of Zika. Arbo Acham. Now we have four brothers. Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuben and Shimon are married to two sisters. Reuben is married to Rachel. Shimon to Levi, that's legal, right? Shnai Mehen Nusum Shte Achayis. Two of the four brothers are married to two sisters. So Reuben to Rachel, Shimon to Levi. Humeis Vanusuin Ha'achayis. Reuben and Shimon pass away. So surviving brothers are Levi and Yehuda, who are potential Yivamim, they want to do Yibam. Now they certainly can't be Miyabim both sisters, because once you're Miyabim one, you may not marry your wife's sister. So technically, each one should be is allowed to be Miyabim one of the sisters. Right? That's a, you would suggest that Levi marries Rachel and Yehuda is Miyabim Leah. No. Hara'ilu chalitzis v'leimis yabimis. Only chalitza applies, not yibam. The Gemara is assuming because of the Zika concept. Rachel and Leah are both bound. They're both awaiting yibam to either Levi or Yehuda. So for instance, Levi. Let's take Levi for an example. He has two potential yibamis awaiting his yibam. Two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Due to the Zika concept, where a Yevama awaiting Yibam is considered already connected to you, so it's as though Rachel is already connected to Levi. In which case, he can't marry Leah. It's like his wife's sister. Likewise, it's as though Leah is connected to him, and his wife, and Rachel is like his wife's sister. That's what we're assuming now. That's the pshat in the Mishnah. We don't allow Yibam only Chalitz. Hareilu Chalitz Levi Siyabmis. That's because of Zika. But you're telling me that Rameh does not hold up Zika. This is a Stam Mishnah. We assume that anonymous Mishnahs are Meir. Actually, Rashi brings that the Mishnah is clearly Divrei Rameh, right? So it's Rameh speaking. V'sakadaitech Savar Rameh Ein Zika. You're telling me that Rameh does not hold up Zika, right? That's what you suggested before. We had a Kasha from a Mishnah. We said, oh, it's Rameh Ein Zika. That's the case. What's wrong with Yibum in this scenario? Hani mitrei bati ka'asyan. Look, Rachel is coming from Reuben's household. Leah is coming from another bais, from Shimon's household. Hai liyavim chada. Let Levi be miyavim Rachel. Vai liyavim chada. And Yehuda marry Leah. If we discount the Zika factor, awaiting Yibum does not is not considered being bound, being connected. It's not considered like an Arusa or Nesua. What's wrong with Bibi Yabim in this case? Not Levi Bibi Yabim Rachel. She's not the wife of his sister. Sorry, she's not the sister of his wife. He's not connected to Leah. It's just Zika. They're strangers. So let him take one and let him take one. Hayli Yabim Chadim, Hayli Yabim Chadim. Lo Yabim Zika, no. Even without Zika, we can understand the Mishnah. The more figured what's preventing Yibum in this case is because of Zika. Right? As we explained, because when you have two Yibum, it's a weight of Yibum. It says, oh, you're connected to both. And if they both happen to be sisters, then you're in trouble because either one is your sort of wife's sister. No, that's not the reason. There's no Zika. We discount that fact. We don't reckon with Zika. Why then, says our mayor, that Yibum is not applicable? We're concerned that it might bring about a cancellation of mitzvah Yibum. Yibum is a mitzvah. You can't do anything that might carry the risk of being mevatel that potential mitzvah. What does this mean? The Dilma, we're concerned that if we allow Levi and Yehuda to proceed and be miyabim, it might come to the point, it might, there's a chance, it might lead to bitul mitzvah. The Dilma, the Miyabim Chad, let's say, for instance, Levi is Miyabim, one of these Yivamis, Rachel. Okay, perfectly fine. At that point, maybe his brother Yehuda might pass away at that point, before anybody took care of Leah. And once that happens, nobody could be Miyabim Leah. Levi can't. He's already married to Rachel. Leah is his wife's sister. The kabatlos mitzvah sivam, and this will bring about a bit of mitzvah sivam. One yivam will be stranded without yivam. That's a side point, unrelated to Zika. There's another concern about doing something that might lead to bit of mitzvah. Asks the Gemara, "Vei ein Zika." But if you tell me that Ramea does not hold up Zika, tibatel. What do we care if mitzvah sivam is batel? The Gemara is understanding at this point. The two things, Zika and Bittul Mitzvah Yibum, goes hand in hand. You see, of being bound to Yibum is considered a connection. It's considered sort of an initiation of this process. The process has already begun. And to do something, to do anything that might usurp that might undo it, that might uproot it and cancel it, is a problem. Because it's already here. You're being mevatel something. Outright, something that's already here. But if you do not hold of Zika, awaiting Yibum is nothing more than just awaiting Yibum. The process has not yet begun, so then it's not even here yet. And therefore you can allow yourself to do something that might end up in a roundabout way preventing the Yibum from unfolding. The two things go hand in hand. V'i ein Zika, if there's no concept of Zika, tibatel, then why are we concerned about mivatel the mitzvah? The Rabbi Gamliel Amar ein Zika, we find that Gamliel doesn't hold of Zika, mutu levatel mitzvah sivam, and therefore he says you can do bitul mitzvah. That's not. Rabbi Gamliel Aymer. So we're speaking where there are two brothers. Here comes another case. Two brothers, Reuben and Shimon, married to two sisters. Reuben is married to a gdoila, an adult. Rachel is a gdoila. Shimon is married to her younger sister Leah, who is still a ketana. Ketana, as we know, doesn't really have kedushin min haTorah. Sort of a semi kedushin with the rabban. She can walk away. She can do miyun. It's not a proper marriage. Reuben, who was married to gdoila, passed away. Shimon, the surviving brother, would like to do yibum, but he's prevented from doing so because he happens to be married to Rachel, the Yivama's sister. But it's only a kedushin the rabban. So how do we deal? How do we treat this case? So according to some shittas, we encourage the Tana to walk away. And that uproots the Kedushin retroactively. So he was never married to Leah. And he can go and do Yibum to Rachel. Rav Gamliel disagrees. He says, no. It's not our responsibility to accommodate mitzvah Yibum. Rav Gamliel, if she decides to walk away, fine. But otherwise, we don't encourage it. Rather, how do we address this Yibum situation? Tamtin Asher Tagdol. So Rachel, the Yivama, Rachel, who is Reuben's wife, should wait around until Leah, her sister, grows up. She becomes a Gdola. And now Shimon the Yavam will marry her for real, with a Kedushin de Oiraisa. And now Rachel is Shimon's wife's sister, and she leaves the scene. She's Pata from Yibam. V'teitze, hello Zoom, Shema Chaisisha. She leaves the scene because she's really a Chaisish. Clearly, Rabbi Gamliel is not concerned with negating Mitzvah Sibam. We could do some sort of arrangement which will cancel, outright cancel Mitzvah Sibam. Why? Because as we know, based on a Mishnah later, Rabbi Gamliel holds Ein Zika. So apparently, if there's Ein Zika, there's no concern with Bitul Mitzvah Sibam. So why are you telling me that according to our mayor, on the one hand, Ein Zika, and then you tell me, well, he's concerned about Bitul Mitzvah? Hamar Lacy responded to him, what's the connection? Rabbi Gamliel Adra Meir Karamis, you're asking from one sheet to the other? Maybe Rabbi Gamliel is not concerned about Bitul Mitzvah, and Rabbi Meir is concerned. It's not a raya. Loi, no, Hachi Kamrin, I meant to ask like this. Such a extreme achlekes. Is it probable that the shitas are so extreme? Hachi Kamrin, Rabbi Meir Chayesh Afilu L'Sveik. On the one hand, you tell me, Rabbi Meir is concerned even about taking a risk, doing something that might bring about Bitul Mitzvah. In contrast to Rabbi Gamliel, that Afilu L'Vada D'Chayesh, he's not even concerned about outright Bitul Mitzvah Sibum, letting her grow up and pushing away the other Isha. It's hard to believe. It's improbable. You have such a wide spectrum of shitas when it comes to the shaila of Bitul Mitzvah. One shita is concerned even about a slight risk. Don't even take a slight risk with those four brothers there, and don't do anything that might, even remotely, might taking a chance of of Bitul Mitzvah. And Rabbi Gamliel says, well, you could even do it outright. So the more, yeah, Dilma, perhaps, Ma'adalechayesh, the Shita who's not concerned, i.e., Rabbi Gamliel, Afilu Levadalechayesh, even outright Bitul is not a concern. Uman dechayesh, the one that is concerned, Rabbi Meir, Afilu Sveikachayesh, even taking a remote chance poses a concern. So this is not really a kasha. So bottom line is, perhaps Rabbi Meir holds Ein Zika, and the Braisa there follows Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Zika in line with the other Tanoi. Amalei Abayla Rav Yosef. I want to tell you something interesting. Had Rav Yehuda, this statement presented by Rav Yehuda, that Yivam Teisha Mesa, Asar Be'ima, because of Yesh Zika, the Rav Yehuda is the Shmuel. We know that Rav Yehuda learned by Rav and also by Shmuel. So actually, I can prove to you that this halacha is attributed to Shmuel and not to Rav. The Shmuel is not, because we find elsewhere that a Shmuel holds of Yizik. Shemeres Yabam, mission says, an Isha who's awaiting Yibam. Sheki deish achiv es achoiso. Reuben passes away, leaves behind Rachel. He has two surviving brothers, Shimon and Levi. Shimon decides, you know what, I'm going to be Mekadesh, Rachel's sister. Even before he got around to doing Yibam, I'm Mekadesh her sister. What do we do now? So he was Mekadesh, the sister of his Yivama. Mishum, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir Amru. The following was said in his name, that we have to wait. Amru Loi, we tell Shimon, wait around. You can't marry. You Mekadesh, you have to stop and wait. Hamtin, wait. Don't do Nisuin. Because really, you are Mekadesh, a sister of your Yivama, who is Zakuk to you, who's bound to you, which we consider somewhat like your wife. You can't marry the sister of your wife. So you have to wait. Achiyasa, Achichamas, until your brother Levi is Meyabim Rachel. Now, she's no longer bound to you. She's no longer called your Zekuka. And then you're free to marry Rachel's sister. So this halacha is based on the concept of Zika. What's preventing Shimon from proceeding, from doing the Nesu'in with Rachel, the Yivama's sister, It's because Rachel is bound to him. We treat it as though she's somewhat his wife, which doesn't allow him to marry his wife's sister. So he has to wait until that status is removed, until his brother Levi does the Yibam. V'amar Shmuel, halacha, could it be to be Maseir? Shmuel follows the Shita. Apparently, he supports the concept of Zika. So I have a right, the Rabbi Yehuda, who told us about Zika, was really quoting Shmuel. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yosef tells, how do you know? Di the Rav, my. What's the other alternative? That Rabbi Yehuda was quoting Rav? What's the problem with that? Amalei, he says, yeah, because Kasha Durava Durav. That would generate a contradiction between Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav, Yesh Zika. And remember we had Rav Huna. Yeah, Rav Huna Rav Ein Zika. It'd be a steer between the two Ravs. So better that we attribute it to Shmuel than to Rav. Well, Dilma Meroy, Ninu, Valiba de Rav. Maybe there are two versions of Rav. One version holds that Rav supports Zika. The other version holds that he negates Zika. So still, how do you know it's the name of Shmuel? Maybe they're both Rav, two versions of Rav. He answers, we prefer attributing it to Shmuel. That's a safe way. Given the Itmar Mishmei to Shmuel Behedya. Once we have a direct quote from Shmuel, that Yesh Zika. Umishmei de Rav Kamaroy. But if we would have to attribute it to Rav, it would end up being a machlegas amaroyim of what Rav held. That's confusing. Lo shafkina mishmei de Shmuel behedi. We don't let go of the direct quote of Shmuel. Umakminin kamaroy valibid Rav, and then choose to attribute the halacha to Rav, which would end up being a machlegas amaroyim, what Rav says. The smoother path is to say that Rav is quoting Shmuel, who we know held of Zika, rather than saying he's following Rav, and then we run into Machlekes of what Rav said. Am Rav Kahana, Amrisa Lishmata, I related this halach of Rav Yehuda, that he supports Zika. I presented it Kamei in front of Rav Zvid Minarda. Amar, he said like this, Atun, you, Hachi Masnisula. Your version was, Am Rav Yehuda, Yesh Zika, right? Then you have to go figure out whether it was the name of Rav, the name of Shmuel. By us, it was clear that it was in the name of Shmuel. Anan, behed yamasnin la, amar vidam as Shmuel. Shemeres yavim shemeresa. An isha away to Yibam, who passes away. Also be'imo, the yavim may not marry her mother, Alma of Kasava, because he holds Yesh Zika. So by us, it was clear that indeed, the quote was attributed to Shmuel. V'az the Shmuel tamei, right, and if Kahana continues, and he says, in fact, Shmuel is in line with his personal Shita. He reckons with Zika. Right, with Shmuel, the one that we had a minute ago, with the mission of the Yerida Ben Maseira. The Amar Shmuel Halacha, could Rabbi Ben Maseira, we follow Rabbi Yehuda that the brother has to wait until the Yibam happens. And that allows him to proceed with the Nisuin, because otherwise he's stuck in the middle because of the Zika concept. So basically we have two halachis, in the name of Shmuel, both pretty much telling us the same thing. Both based on the concept of Zika. We have one halacha, Rabbi Yehuda or Shmuel, a Shemeres Yavim who passes away, the Yavim may not marry her mother because of the Zika concept. It was as though he was married to her. One may not marry a relative of his wife. We have the other Shmuel who says we follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, that if there were two surviving brothers and one proceeded to be Makadish, a sister of the Yivama, he can't do Nisuin because it's a sister of the Yivama who's Zakik to him. As always, his wife's sister. He has to wait until that status expires. So this too is based on Zik. Why do we need both halachis in the name of Shmuel? Since they're both pretty much based on the same concept. It's really both are needed. The Yashmin and Yesh Zika. If only from that first halach, I would say Hava Amina. I would say Hanemi Lebechad. That only applies when there's one Yavam. He's the only potential Miyabim. So Zika is effective because she's bound to him. So we treat her like she's connected to him. Avo Betreiloi, but let's say there are two brothers here, in which case it's undesignated, undefined. We don't yet know who's going to be the Yavam. Perhaps Zika is not so potent, Kamashmon, that's why we need the other quote. In the case of Rabbi Yehuda, we have two brothers and still we apply Zika. She's bound to both of them. Yashminan. If only from that one, Halacha Karudim Seira, Havamina, perhaps I would say, Hanamilu Mechaim. Zika only pertains during his lifetime, during her lifetime. As long as the Yavam is around, Zika is applicable. Such as in the case of the Mishnah. Avalacha Misa, but let's say she passes away, perhaps it expires. Pakala Zika, the Zika concept is only in as much as she's awaiting Yibam. She's not really his wife, just awaiting his Yibam. Okay, during her lifetime. But after Misa, the Zika's over, expires, comes and goes. And therefore, he can marry her relative at this point, Kamash Malan. That's why we have the first halach of Rami Yudam Rashmo, that Yivam Teshemei Sa, even after passing, he may not marry her relatives. Why? The Zika Bichdi, Loipak. The concept of Zika doesn't just expire Bichdi on its own. Once connected, always connected. And therefore, he may not marry her relatives. It's the bottom line. Is, we have Machlekes, Tanoim, Machlekes Amaroim. Whether we reckon with Zika concept, what are the manifestations of this Zika concept? We have the case where she passes away. Can he marry a relative? We have the case where two Yevamim, two brothers, one decided to be Mekadesh, the sister of the Yevamah. He cannot marry her until the Yevamah's status expires, until she's Siabim. And now he can proceed to marry her sister, because otherwise he's married the sister of his Zekuka. We had a discussion about Bitul Mitzvah Sivam. Some are concerned, some are not concerned. Continues the Mishnah. We're going to go back to the fundamental concept of Eishes Achiv Shloi Hoye Beilam, which we discussed back in the first Mishnah. Here we have another application, slightly different application to the same halach. Shnei Yachim, two brothers, Reuben and Shem. Umeis Echad Mehen. Reuben passes away. V'yibim Asheni, it's Eishes Achiv. Shimon does Yibim to Rachel, Reuben's former wife. Right? So Reuben and Shimon saw each other. They were around the same time. After Reuben's passing, Shimon did Yibim. So now he acquired Rachel in addition to his first wife, Leah. So Shimon now has two wives. Leah, his original wife, and Rachel, the addition. V'achakach, and afterwards, after Yibim took place, Noiladan Ach, another brother is born. Levi arrives on the scene. Levi and Reuben never saw each other. So Rachel, who was Reuben's wife, is technically, to Levi, she's an Eishes Achiv Shloi Hoye Beilam. They never lived at the same time. So now Shimon passes away, leaving behind Rachel, the Isha that he used Miyavim, right? Reuven's former wife, and Leah, his own wife, Umeis. What happens to those two Nashim? Harishana, the first one, meaning Rachel, Yaitza Mishum Eishes Achiv Shloi Hoye Beilam. She's Potter. Potter from Yibam to Levi, because Levi and Reuven never saw each other. Here's a chiddush. Even though by the time Levi arrived on the scene, she was already married to Shimon. It's irrelevant, because once she's tagged as an Eishes Achiv Shloi Hoye Beilam to Levi, it's a permanent status, doesn't expire. So she's Potter from Yibam. Vashnia, the other Isha, Leah, Shimon's first wife, Mishum Tsarasa, she's also Potter from Yibam to Levi, because she's the fellow wife. She was in the same household as Rachel, who's an erva to Levi. Asaba mamar mes. Let's say Shimon never really was miyabin Rachel. He did some slight process called mamar, which is a condition derabanan by Yivam. So now we have a dilemma. To Levi, Rachel is certainly off limits. What about Leah? Did Rachel really enter Shimon's household, in which case she would affect Leah, or does Leah remain unaffected because it was still pre-Yibam, only Mamar? We make a compromise, we do Chalitza without Yibam. Hashniya Chalitza, let me say Bemis. So this is Shitas Chachamim, Shitas Tanakama, that in any case, Rachel is Asra to Levi. Even though Shimon, at least in the first case, he was Miyabim Rachel. So even though he acquired Rachel, as far as Levi is concerned, she always remains Reuven's former wife, and him and Reuven have no relation. They never saw each other. We learned it from a pasuk. Even if it was not allowed in this case. So even after she was taken over by Shimon, it doesn't affect her status klape, vis-a-vis, relative to Levi. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, he disagrees. No. Once Rachel has been taken over by Shimon, she's now Shimon's wife. As far as Levi is concerned, he doesn't have to reckon with the fact that she was once Reuven's wife. And him and Reuven had no relationship. No, she's Shimon's wife. And him and Shimon, close brother, they saw each other around the same time. Therefore, it says, Reb Shimon, he's Miyabim. Reb Shimon, Omer Miyabim, Le'ezimem Sheyirtze, Oy Chilitz, Le'ezimem Sheyirtze. Levi is free to do Chalitza or Yibim to any of these Nashim. Rachel Oleya. Amar Vaishya, Chalak Hayir Reb Shimon, Apparishan. You meant to know that this din of Reb Shimon applies even in the first case, in the first mission. Even in that case, Levi is free to be Miyabim. So again, the first Mishnah was speaking about a similar case, but with one detail changed. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven was married to Rachel, passed away without children. Levi was born at that moment, before Shimon did anything. Levi arrives. So Levi and Reuven didn't see each other. Right? But now, Shimon was Miyabim Rachel. And Shimon passes away. Even in that case, Rabbi Shimon would hold, that Levi could be Miyabim Rachel. So even though when he arrived, when he was born, Rachel was still available for Yibim. She wasn't accounted for. She wasn't this Yabim by Shimon. Relevant. Doesn't matter. Because ultimately when Shimon is Miyabim Rachel, he takes it over. She's not considered his wife. She related to him. She identifies with Shimon. She no longer identifies back with Reuven. As far as Levi's concerned, she's Shimon's wife. And him and Shimon, close brothers, he saw each other. Hayah by Lomay. This is Rav Ishias Chiddush. But even in that first mission, when Levi arrived before Shimon was Miyabim, Chaluk Hayah Rabbi Shimon Aparishoina, in that case as well, Levi is free to be Miyabim Rachel after Shimon's passing. And certainly, in our Mishnah, where there's a mitigating fact, there's another mitigating factor. The fact is that Levi only arrived after Shimon was Miyabim, so he never even saw Rachel in that state. He never experienced Rachel before she was in Siyabim to Shimon. As far as he's concerned, she was always married to Shimon. So just again, the first case, the first mission is speaking where Reuven passes away, Levi is born, and then Shimon is Miyabim, Reuven's wife. And then he passes away. Even in that case, Reb Shimon would allow Levi to be Miyabim Rachel because she's now Shimon's wife. And certainly in the second case, in our mission, where Reuven passes away and Shimon does Yibam, and then Levi is born, and then Shimon passes away. Of course, Levi could be Miyabim Rachel, who was Nisyabim by Shimon, because by the time he arrived, she was married to Shimon. As far as he's concerned, she's identified with Shimon, not with Reuven. Says, how does Rav Ishiya know that this is true? How does he know that even in the first Mishnah, which is a big chiddush, even in the first Mishnah, when Reuven passes away and then Levi is born and then Shimon is Miyabim, and then Shimon passes away, Levi can be Miyabim, Rachel Eshes Shimon. Despite the fact that when he came, it was still before Shimon's taking over that Isha. How do we know this? The Ketani Mishnah is saved, because we really have an extra Mishnah here. Baba de Reisha Laman Ketani. What's the point of that first Mishnah? What's the point? Everything has to have a meaning, has to have a chiddush. Ilei Mele Rabbonon. Is the Mishnah trying to point out Shitas Rabbonon that Levi may not be Miyab in this Isha? Why do you need that first Mishnah, which is less of a chiddush than the second Mishnah? Just say the second Mishnah, which is a greater chiddush to Rabbonim. Hashto yibim b'seif noilad. If we have the second Mishnah, where Shimon was Miyavim. And then Levi came around. Still, the Rabbanon say, Levi may not marry Rachel Eshes Shimon. Why? Dechi Ashkicha, Betera Ashkicha. Even though when Levi arrived, Dechi Ashkicha, when he encountered her, when he saw Betera Ashkicha, she's already married to Shimon. As Rabbanon, Rabbanon still say it's Asa because the fact is she carries a load. She carries her history with her. Since she was formerly Reuben's wife, that makes her Asra on Levi. If in this case Rabbanon say Asa, certainly the first Mishnah, where it was Noilad, Levi was born of Ha'achakach Yibim, and then Shimon was Miyabim. Mibaya? Is there a need to tell me that according to Rabbanon, Levi cannot be Miyabim Rachel after Shimon's passing? Isn't that obvious? Once you know the second case, certainly the first case. Ela lav l'Rab Shimon Istrich. Oh, must be. The first Mishnah is coming to highlight the Rab Shimon Shita. It's a chiddush in Rab Shimon. That even in the first case, even in the first Mishnah, where Levi arrived prior to Shimon's being Miyabim Rachel, but once Shimon is Miyabim, she assumes a new identity, and Levi can ultimately be Miyabim that Isha after Shimon's passing. So that's a raya. That Rab Shimon subscribes to his shita even in that first case. Otherwise, what's the point of the Mishnah? We mentioned the first Mishnah to highlight Rav Shimon's shita. It's mutter even in that case. We speak about the Sefer to highlight the Rabbanah's shita. That even in the Sefer, which is a lighter version of the Eishes Ocha Shlai Bailamit, we're speaking that Shimon was already Miyabim, Rachel, Reuben's wife, and then Levi came onto the scene. Even in that case, Rachel is considered off limits to Levi. That's a chiddush. A chiddush that even there the Rabbanon say us. So this supports my approach to reservation. That in both cases we have machlekes. So case one highlights Rabbi Shimon's heter, and case two highlights the Rabbanon's iser. Ubedinu dinifleg Rabbi Shimon bereish. Truth is, Rabbi Shimon should have just stated his opinion right in the first case, if he was trying to disagree. Ela notalu l'rabbana, but he waited with their heretz until the Rabbana finished what they had to say. Adam Messiah, Messiah, until they finished both cases. V'ada palagalayon, and then he came up with his objection. But really, really, he objects on both accounts. Ela ishas achiv shalayhei be'lamay l'rab shimon eichem ishkachasla, but keep in mind, this concept of L'Yayi B'Elam is based on a pasuk, which we had yesterday, Yachtov. If you tell me the coin to Rav Shimon, it's mutter in all cases, so when is it asa? When do we find an application to this halach? Very pashut. When the only two brothers, there are no three brothers, Bechad Acha, you have one brother, Reuven, Umeis, he passed away, leaving behind Rachel, V'Noyod L'Yach, and then Shimon is born. There's no reason to be matir here. Nobody took her over. Inami, alternatively, betray, you have two surviving brothers, v'lai yibim, v'lai mis, and Shimon never did a yibim on Eishes Reuven, he never died, well, nothing happened. So Levi wants to be miyabim that Isha. Rachel, who was Reuven's wife, Reuven, who he never saw, in this case, it's also Eishes Achav, shalai hoi b'ilama. Says the Gemara, bishloim yibim achach noilad. Let's go through both cases. So if Shimon did Yibam to Reuben's wife, and then Levi was born, I understand why she's mutter to Levi. Why? Ki ashkecha be'ater ashkecha, because he encountered her when she was already mutter. She was already Shimon's wife. We can ignore the fact that she was formerly Reuben's wife. Now she's Shimon's wife. And when Shimon passes away, I relate to her as Shimon's wife. And me and Shimon were good friends. Elo neilad v'achach Yibam. But let's say Levi was born, and then Shimon was Miyabim, Rachel, Reuben's wife. My time, how can you allow Levi to be Miyabim Rachel after Shimon's passing? He was born when she was still Reuven's widow. Kasavar Yesh Zika, Vezika Kaknusatam. If Shimon holds, oh, back to Zika. The fact that she's bound to Shimon, it's not just a slight Shibud, slight connection. It's a very profound connection. It's as though she's Knusa, as though she's married to him. As soon as Reuben passes away, says Reb Shimon, as soon as Reuben passes away, yeah, says Reb Shimon that Rachel as though she was, we treat her as though she was married to Shimon, because the zika of Yibam, being bound to Shimon's Yibam, makes her as though she's completely his wife. And now when Levi is born, even before Shimon was actually miyabim her, if he was born at this moment, he can treat her as though she's Shimon's wife, and now he can ignore the fact that she was once Reuben's wife. Okay, let's just make a quick chazor. So the bottom line is, when do we apply the erva of Eshes Achav Shlei Beilame? Okay, so we have Reuben, who passed away. Shimon was miyabim, Reuben's wife. Levi was a new brother born. So in a case where Reuben passed away, and then Levi was born, and then Shimon was miyabim Rachel, who was Reuben's wife. This is the case in the first Mishnah. Rabbanah say, Levi can't be miyabim, because she was formerly Eshes Reuben. Shimon says, no. Once Shimon marries her, he assumes the Isha, it becomes his wife. And Levi doesn't have to reckon with the fact that she was once married to Reuben. The same machlokes applies in the second Mishnah. Reuben passes away first. Shimon was miyabim Rachel, Reuben's wife. Levi is born here as well. Rabbanah say, well, Rachel's also to Levi because she was formerly married to Reuben, who was lo hayah beilamai. She can't shake off that identity, and she's also. Reb Shimon disagrees once again. He says no. Even in this case, she's mutter to Levi. Certainly in this case, she's mutter to Levi because of the same reason, because Shimon married Rachel. She's his wife, and Levi doesn't have to reckon with the fact that she was once married to Reuben. So the way the Gemara puts it right now is that in the first case, that in the second case where Levi was born after Shimon was miyabim, that's pashut. It's easy to understand why she's mutter to Levi after Shimon's passing, because he found her behavta. He found her when she was really mad to Shimon. But in the first case, where Levi was born before Shimon was miyabim, why would we say she's mutter to Levi after Shimon's death? When he arrived, she was still Yavama. She was still Reuben's wife. Answer is Zika Kaknusa. We treat her as though she was Shimon's wife. We have one case where all agree that the Yavama is Aser. Reuben dies. And Levi was born. And there was no Yibam done. Shimon didn't do anything. Either there is no Shimon at all, right? Or Shimon is here and he was just idle, just passed. He didn't do anything. In this case, Rachel, Reuben's wife, is Asra and Levi. Of course, because she didn't enter any other relationship. She wasn't taken over by any other brothers. So Levi identifies her as Eshes Reuben, Shlohei Belami. She's Asra. Continues the Gemara. Mask of the Rav Yis. I have a kasha on what you told me. You tell me that according to Reb Shimon, Zika makes it as though she's married. Ha'ashto Zika u'mamar mesapkali the Reb Shimon. Even when there's a Zika and a mamar done by the brother. Reb Shimon's not sure what happens there. Mesapkali the Reb Shimon, iki knusa damya, ilaki knusa damya. We're not sure whether we consider as though she's married to the Yavam or not, as we're going to see in the Mishnah soon. If that's the case, how can you suggest that Zika l'chudem boye? Can you even tell me that just Zika alone, one element of connection is enough to make it treat her like she's his wife, which is the basis of Reb Shimon's Shita? Where do we find that Reb Shimon is unsure as to the effect of this combined Zika Mamar situation? This none. Shloish Achen, you have three brothers in this case. Three brothers. Nisuin Shloish Noshim Nachrist. Three brothers married to three unrelated Noshim. Reuben married to Rachel. Shimon married to Leah, unrelated. And Levi married to Zilpah. Umei sechad mehem, Reuben passes away. V'asa basheni mamar. Shimon does mamar, that kedusha midrabban, on the Yivama, on Rachel. Umeis, and Shimon passes away. So he leaves behind his own wife, Leah, and also Rachel, who he did mamar to. So typically, when a person passes away, leaving behind two wives, you only meant to do Yivam one. Right? Not allowed to be on both. You meant to address the household, the family. Do Yibam one Yivam. But in this case, it's a little tricky because Shimon really only has one wife. He left behind Leah, but he did some sort of, he got entangled somewhat with Rachel as well. He did a mamar. So do we consider Rachel to have been married to Shimon, in which case he's leaving behind two wives, in which case you only do Yibam one? Or no? Rachel wasn't really married to Shimon. She's still considered like Reuven's Yibam. So Rachel needs Yibam because she's Reuven's former wife, and Leah needs Yibam because she's Shimon's wife. How do we treat this? So he did mamar umeis. Both require chalitza. We don't want to take chances. We're not sure how to view this. We do chalitza on both. Shenemar umeis echad mehem. Yivam ayevet leah. So one of the brothers passes away. Yibam applies, and we learn. It's a drasha d'rabbanan, hasmachta. Misha aleh azikas yavam echad. You can only do yibam to an isha whose yibam is being triggered by the death of one man. V'loisha aleh azikas shnei yivam. As opposed to an isha whose yibam is triggered by two, passing of two men. Such as in this case, where Rachel sort of has two reasons for Yibam. She's a little bit Reuven's wife, a little bit Shimon's wife. So you don't do Yibam here on this Isha. And you don't do Yibam on the other, on Leah as well, on Shimon's wife, because Rashi says once one is us, the other one is us. Maybe not. Tzaras, Erevaz, Asir. Okay. That's so good. In any case, that's a Tanaka. Rabbi Shimon, Omer, no problem. Miyabim le'ez men she'yirtze, v'chayetz l'shniyah. You can do Yibim to either Rachel or Leah. Pick your choice. And do Chalitza to the other one. Why? Explains the Gemara. Yibum mitar v'ayilo. You can't do Yibim on Rachel and Leah. The Dama Yesh Zika. Maybe the fact that she was bound to Shimon, the Zika connection is a true connection. So in effect, we treat it as though Reuven married her. So now he has two wives, Rachel and Leah. As though we have two Yevamis coming from one household. Look at Rashi on top. V'rachmana Amar, as Bayis Echad. You have your brother's household. Bayis Echad, anybody stay bottom. You take one Yevam, that's it. So you can only do Yevam on one, just in case they're both part of the same household. Yivumim chada, says the Gemara, to do yivumim one, v'yiftur idach, and exempt the other one completely, loy. That's not a good, option. The main zika. Perhaps zika is not a valid element, and therefore, the main zika geknus, and therefore, we can't treat Rachel as though she was married Shimon. Rather, she's just a yivama that came from Reuben. V'avalu shtei yivamis, habois b'shtei bat. So now when Levi is faced with these two Nashim, perhaps Rachel is coming from Reuven and Leah is coming from Shimon. So you can't just say, I'll take care of one, not the other. There's two separate reasons for Yibam. You have to address both. So apparently Reb Shimon is not sure how to treat a Zika situation. Is it a connection or not a connection? Amamasabkali. It's pretty clear that Reb Shimon is not sure how to treat Zika. And here, remember, we're speaking Zika and Mahmer. Still we're not sure whether she's considered connected to Shimon. So if that's a suffix, certainly if it's just Zika, one element alone, of course we're not sure. So how could Reb Shimon tell us in the Mishnah? But the newcomer, Levi, has no concern with Eshe Zachar Shalei Ba'ilamai. Even in the case where Reuven passed away, and Levi was born at that point, before Shimon did anything to Rachel, Reuven's wife. And then Shimon marries her. Shimon passes away, Levi can be miyavim her. Even though when he arrived, it was still before Shimon did anything. Why? Because Zika Kuknusa, so though she was married to Shimon, as far as I'm concerned, she's Shimon's wife. Shimon has a suffix. He's not sure whether we treat Zika Kuknusa or not. Okay, but as Hashem will continue, we'll pick it up tomorrow. So bottom line is, we got a Shaila. Do we reckon with Zika? Do we not reckon with Zika? Machlekes Tanoim, Amoraim. We discussed Eishes Achav Shlei Beheila Beilamai. All agree if there's just two brothers. Reuven passed away and Shimon arrives after his death. Of course, he can't miyabim that Isha. That's pashut. But if there's another brother involved who took over that marriage, who's miyabim Rachel, Reuven's wife, even in that case, Rabbanan say that Isha is and always will be to Levi and Eishes Achav Shlei Beilamai. She can't shake off the fact that she was married to Reuven, who he never saw. Reb Shimon says no. Once Shimon takes over that marriage, she's Shimon's. She identifies with Shimon, and then when Shimon passes away, Levi can be miyabim her. As far as he's concerned, Shimon's wife. Me and Shimon, good friends. Hayah bei lamay. And therefore, Yibum is in place. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabba.